This year, make room for new traditions with the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event at Findlay Kia. Grab the last of the 2025 Kia models before they're gone with $3,000 off select vehicles. Findlay Kia Las Vegas. We are Kia Central. $3,000 off select remaining new 2025 models in stock. The $3,000 is a dealer contribution and cannot be combined with other discounts or incentives. Offer valid while supplies last. No cash value.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. This show goes from from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains they call Auburn, straight across the line from there to what we now call Fort Benning. And then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Thank you very much. That's just the radio. And then, oh, by the way, there's all y'all in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web. Live streaming the show, like right now, live streaming the show, looking in on the studio, live streaming the show on places like X and Rumble and YouTube and Facebook and our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then all you podcasters, the ones who catch it after the fact, catch up on things you might have missed, listen, the bottom line is this, hear me say it. We love you. We appreciate you. You're the only reason why we do it. Thank you very much. No matter where you catch the show, thank you very, very much. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it or call it. In fact, somebody already has. Let me just jump on the phone real quick. Carl from Decatur. Hey, Carl, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Phil. How you doing today? Sounding good.
I'm well, sir. I'm well. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to comment that you did on your monologue.
Okay.
I appreciate every word you say. I'm in the Word, and, you know, it's something that puzzles me about the kids' family. They never mention his father.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's another thing that's within the family. I've been fighting this same subject that we're on, and it's been going on in my fight ever since 1986.
Okay.
When they first started all of this stuff, and I knew and was proclaiming that this stuff was coming to a head and that churches need to be aware of it and they need to try to prepare for it. But you made some real good points, and that's what I wanted to talk on. And I'm sorry that this thing has happened. I people say on the news, the legacy news, I guess, that, you know, it's not prayer. It's not, that they was in there praying when that happened. But prayer is all we got.
That's right. That's right.
And so, you know, and I teach my kids and all, I say, you know, it's not the words you say, because the Bible teaches us that, you know, we don't know what to pray for, but the Spirit intercedes for us. So
that's right. And groaning's too deep for words.
To do.
That's right. I learned in Luke 12:12, that sometimes the Holy Spirit will tell you that very hour what you ought to pray. And it's true.
That's right. So, you know, prayer is good. And, you know, that's part of you talking to God. You're not talking to somebody else that's here that can help you. God help you, and his ministering spirit to help you. So, you know, we need to take comfort in that. And I wanted to, throw up is why did they get rid of a lot of the mental institutions?
Yeah.
I learned. Yeah. Doing that was a way for them to get around having this issue brought forward that it was a mental condition. And then on top of that, they started making provisions for lawsuits on those counselors who would counsel people and say that it was a mental, you know, issue that, you know, people had when they dealt with that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, those are things that gradually, you know, come along to desensitize us to this thing. And now we got a whole political show of a whole political party, which is a party that I guess I still belong to. But I don't agree with them. I know they say that, you know, by association, you know, you agree with what they do, but I do not agree with the Democrat Party. I wish there was more voices speaking louder and harder and to the point, breaking down these strongholds that the devil is bringing up. So I know I sometimes ramble on, but that's just my mind.
That's good words. But hey, well, Carl, that ain't ramblings, man. That's good words. And I appreciate your call. And I appreciate your call to prayer. And listen, just call in more often when you feel like it, all right?
All right. Thank you much.
Thank you. Carl from Decatur. You know, I tell you what, before I jump into text messages, he said something that brings me back to a point that I had made earlier. I made it yesterday, and then this morning, I do this thing every day. If you haven't seen it, I encourage you to go check out our social media. You can find me on X at Sen Phil Williams, S-E-N, at Sen Phil Williams. You can find us on Facebook as well. We have two accounts, one for Right Side Media. So I do this thing every morning called Thoughts on the Morning Drive, where I'm driving in and I record a short video, like a minute to a minute and a half. This morning I did it on prayer for the situation in Minneapolis. And there's an article that came out that just really absolutely confirmed what I said. The issue is prayer is okay. That's the point. And yet there are two articles right now at the top of foxnews.com. I had pulled up real quick. I didn't realize there was two. I thought there was one. Now there's two. One of them says, the left erupts after the Catholic school tragedy, saying things like, F off with your thoughts and prayers. The mayor of Minneapolis yesterday took some heat. There was some disagreement about what he really meant, but he said at one point, it's not about thoughts and prayers. Well, I believe it is. And then at the same time, Jen Psaki, who is just, you know, a troll, but she was the press secretary for Joe Biden's first half of his term, and she came out with this scathing tweet saying prayer doesn't mean anything, and prayer is not what we need, and that prayer doesn't do anything to stop school shootings, and as if somehow or another she just decided to discard it entirely because she has a narrative she wants to meet. And then within that article I mentioned that Fox has right now, the one that says left erupts after, you know, the question of prayer, you've got members of Congress. Representative Maxwell Frost, Democrat out of Florida, said these children were probably praying when they were shot to death, so don't give us your blankety blank thoughts and prayers. Trump got rid of the Office of Gun Violence and Prevention, and then Trump got it, yada, 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 yada. Trump derangement syndrome. Nobody can pray because apparently Trump. A guy named Jeff Timmer from the Lincoln Project attacked Senator Lindsey Graham, who made the comment that his thoughts and prayers were with the kids in Minneapolis. And he says they were praying when they died. How'd that work out, you obsequious blankety blankety blank? Now go blank blank. These are people who are in positions of leadership with a voice, and they're saying this. Here's my point. My point is they're wrong. My point is you absolutely need to be praying. You know why? I'll give you three reasons why. I'll give you three reasons why to pray in the wake of this situation. Number one, the Catholic diocese, the church up there, Annunciation Church, has sent out a message to the world asking for prayer, like a desperate call asking for the world to pray for them right now. So number one, they've asked for it. It is ours to do. So there's that. Number two, we're told in Scripture that the fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. We're told to pray without ceasing. We're also told, oh, by the way, that be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. That's prayer. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. That's prayer. All right? And then the third thing that I would say is this. It's always something you can do. It is. Don't think the rest of us aren't upset about what happened. Sometimes prayer soothes our souls, but also I believe the power of prayer actually lifts things up to the Lord and brings change. And so you can't always be there physically with the person, right? The majority, the vast majority, the 99.9999% of us who are listening right now or talking or just even in our sphere, we're not going to be able to rush up to Minneapolis and provide any kind of care and concern and be there physically and do something. But we can pray. We can pray where we are, when we are. We can pray whenever we feel like it. And don't let any leftist hater tell you what to do with your prayers. That's between you and your Lord. And you're lifting up somebody out of the goodness of your heart and soul. So I'm saying pray. I'm saying pray a lot. Pray without ceasing. That doesn't mean you're necessarily like nothing comes out of your voice except prayer. It just means you have an attitude of prayer that is nonstop. And you're just in it. I believe that. Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. I don't mind saying it. Ain't nobody going to tell me I can't pray. And you know what? If they don't like it, that's on them. They can explain that to God later. Me and God, we're going to have a talk about Minneapolis. And I'm going to be lifting those people up in prayer. Well, there's a nice little rant. Put that one out later. Have I got a phone call? Well, I'm so sorry. I did not even realize I was on a good rant.
I did want to interrupt you.
It's probably wise. Who have I got? Is that Wolverine Dan? I tell you what, Wolverine Dan, I got about 2 minutes, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Nothing wrong with prayer.
Come on.
If they don't want to pray, that's fine.
Come on.
Prayer to me is... Are you there?
Yeah, I am. Come on.
Prayer to me is like taking a breath. Like... surviving in this world. Prayer is everything to me. Without prayer, I'm nothing. If they want to do this and say that, let them say it. Because you know what? I've got a front row seat when I get to heaven because, number one, I'm trying to live the right way. Number two, my aunt was a nun, which is great. Anyway, no, that's joking aside. But I want to be there when I'm on the other side in the pearly gates and watching them show up. Say, okay, I want to get in. And God's going to say, whoa, wait a minute. You don't like prayer? You're against prayer that we should all go to hell? Well, okay, I guess you're not going to get to the pearly gates. That's a shame because, Phil, prayer, we all know, without prayer, it's there's nothing, Phil. There's absolutely nothing. That's what keeps me going every day and in everybody else in this country that prays the same way.
Good words, brother. Got to run to a break, but you're spot on. Appreciate you, man. Have a great day. All right. See ya. JP, take us to a break, brother. We'll take a break. All right. A prayerful break on Thankful Thursday. How about that? We'll come right back, get some more text messages, and start moving right on into the Dipper. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Man, just bulletproof influence, man. Pulling pins on truth grenades. That's where we are. Hey, so with regards to this shooting in Minneapolis, which we're going to be talking about more here in a minute, but I'm talking about it from the transgender side of things. I appreciate the fact that in the last hour, FBI Director Kash Patel put a tweet out on his official account, and he said this. Keep in mind, by the way, the shooter's name was changed, legally even, at age 17 from Robert to Robin, because he wanted to be identifying as a female. FBI Director Kash Patel says, as we continue to investigate yesterday's barbaric attack from Robert Westman, the male subject, he says, our teams have gathered information and evidence demonstrating this was an act of domestic terrorism motivated by a hate-filled ideology. He says, some updates. The subject left multiple anti-Catholic, anti-religious references both in his manifesto and written on his firearms. The subject also expressed hatred and violence towards Jewish people, writing Israel must fall, free Palestine, and using explicit language related to the Holocaust. He wrote an explicit call for violence against President Trump on a firearm magazine, and the FBI investigation is still ongoing. We will employ all of our counter-terror tools to ensure this is a fully investigated and deterred, and as promised, we will continue to update when able. He has labeled it domestic terrorism, rightfully so, and he calls it an anti-Catholic hate crime, which appears to be exactly what it was. I am so glad we do not have the former administration still in office, because if they did, we would have a rush to judgment on anyone who dared to mention that he was transgender. Anyone who ever used his dead name of Robert would be called out for it. And somehow or another, the victims would have brought it on themselves, apparently, and there'd be calls for gun control. That's where we would have been. I am so glad to have someone speaking common sense at the FBI. Whew. Okay. Yeah, there's that. By the way, there was one also a report. I just seen it on CNN earlier. But they had just a ticker going as they were talking about the shooting, and they said that apparently the shooter had also barricaded several doors to prevent people from getting away while he was shooting through a window, I believe. Am I right, JP, on that? Wasn't he shooting through a window?
Yeah, he just pulled up and started shooting through the big window on the side of the room that they were praying in. So
yeah, okay. Jerry from Decatur says, enjoyed your monologue, Phil. I believe the principle of sowing and reaping is in effect. No matter if it's corrupt politician, teacher, parent, or any person in charge or a position of authority, if they're sowing corruption, they will always reap corruption. The only remedy is to humble ourselves under the hand of God, work with him, and sow righteousness and reap good. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall in the ditch. Airborne. Jerry, good text, man. Paul from Decatur says, hey, Colonel, Paul in Decatur, no matter how bad things get, if you're a Christian believer and pray, you are never alone. Stop blaming God. You want to blame someone? Blame Adam. He didn't have to eat that apple. Okay, there you go. Shane from Lacey Springs says, prayer is the very reason my granddaughter Ivy is alive and well today. Yes, indeed, Shane. And by the way, I'm glad to see you say that because it reminds me of her. Thank you. I'm glad for the update. For those of y'all that don't know, sweet little Ivy, just a little baby girl, had a heart transplant just weeks ago. So we're glad to hear it. Shane from Lacey Springs also says, God bless all who were involved in yesterday's tragedy, and thanks for what you do, Phil and JP. Thank you, Shane. Herb from Gurley says, prayer is our long-range artillery. Minnesota, no problem. Like it. I like it a lot. Jeremy from Madison, Alabama says, three reasons to pray are not based on religion. Number one, science has proven intelligent design of the universe. Number two, artificial intelligence has acknowledged the existence of an intelligent design. And number three, speaking your prayer out loud in agreement with another is a form of therapy. Agreed. That's all good stuff, man. Thanks, Jeremy. Connor from Huntsville says, hey, Phil, Connor in Huntsville, the last thing that is being overlooked, and I'm not mentioning it because they were praying children, probably, Jesus followers, their eternal home is secured. We can be thankful for that. They don't have to put up with any of this foolishness on earth anymore. That's sad, but that's true. But I still think they deserved the opportunity to be loved on by their parents who put them in a good school. They are on the far side of things, and hopefully suffer unto me the little children is happening right now, that Jesus is receiving them. But having had my kids grow up and now seeing my grandkids, I just cannot even imagine that level of pain, because you know where they are, yes, but you know where they could have been in your arms too. So there's that. Tom with all the kids in Huntsville. It says, wisdom resides not in the things of this world, but in the heart of our Lord. Above the only way to discern the wisdom is to pray for him to give us guidance. I love this audience. Dave from Athens says, hey, Phil and JP, not sure if you saw this message from yesterday, but there's also a ruffian group on ESPN. If you already have an account, need some ruffians, step up to the challenge. John from Huntsville. There you go. Dave from Athens chiming in. Got John's back. By the way, there's John. He says, amazing monologue, Phil. Definitely one of your best ever. Did you also hear that a protester back in 2020 was shot with a less lethal ammunition by L.A. deputy sheriff, has been awarded over $2.2 million? Did not hear this. And the daughter got $300,000 for emotional stress. By the way, JP, you joined one of my college football pick'em groups.
I did.
Good. Danny from Penn Hook says, prayers are food for the soul. Yes, they are. And let me get a couple more before we go to the break. Jeff from Indiana, he says, Phil, I've come up with a term that describes the mental illness that people who affirm people with gender dysphoria, it's called affirmationism or affirmationists. Yeah, I may take that and run with it, man. He said, I should have it trademarked. I don't know a good lawyer who can do that, do you? I don't know any good lawyers. Sure, I can do it. Lou Ann from Huntsville says, don't you find it curious that women who change to men don't seem to be flooding men's sports? You know, football, baseball, even weightlifting. Here's a quote to ponder. Quote, if they can make you believe absurdities, they can make you commit atrocities. That's Voltaire. Wow. And Mark from Red Bay says, Shania Twain said it best. Man, I feel like a woman. Dang. All right. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, hour number two, coming up. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a thankful Thursday. You know what? I feel like hearing the sound effect. Play it, man.
You got to be more thankful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
We thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell.
Have you said thank you once?
Thank you. Liking it. Thank you very much for playing that.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being thankful. So let me jump on in. First dipper I've got is called Transmania. Let's talk about, first of all, what happened and who this guy was. Just a little bit more about him. So first of all, I will tell you this. His name was Robert Westman. He allegedly changed his name legally to Robin Westman when he was 17. He's 23 years old now. So 17 years old, the paperwork reflects that it says, quote, minor child identifies as a female and wants her name to reflect that identification according to a court form that was filled out by his mother, Mary Grace Westman. So when he was 17, mom was doing the whole affirming thing and, I don't know, trying to make him better. But it didn't work out, did it? He went down there to the shooting site. By the way, we know right now he had a rifle, a pistol, a shotgun, all of which had been purchased legally. You know, keep in mind, too, gun control laws, let them call for it if they want to. But, y'all, Minnesota has some of the most draconian gun control laws anywhere. They've got red flag laws. In fact, if red flag laws actually worked, I'm pretty sure this guy would have been red flagged. But he wasn't. He bought all his firearms legally. Here's the thing. He's sitting in mommy's house, writing manifestos, recording himself saying the most incredible things, decorating his weapons that he bought with, basically with, you know, all kinds of slogans about, you know, kill the Jews and kill Trump and where's your God now and all this stuff written on. Where was mom now? I mean, was it one of those, I'll stay out of his room because, you know, I don't want to interfere in his personal space. That's, listen, I'm not for being like the overbearing, hovering parent all the time. But you know what? You get involved in your kids' lives. You have to. And you don't mollycoddle illness. You work them through, you talk them through, you get them counseling when they need it. That's what you do. So yeah, Westman also, by the way, apparently attended the school that he did the shooting at. So we find out now that he had been a student there through the eighth grade. He also worked for a marijuana dispensary at some point. Okay, well, this is... he posted disturbing videos on YouTube, which have now been deleted, although you can still find them on social media if you look, because people were downloading them quick. Police have now served four search warrants, is what we know. Four search warrants. One at the crime scene, three more at residences in Minneapolis. I don't know what the relation is. Police seized additional writings, hundreds of pieces of evidence is what we understand. It's being said right now that he was a, quote, classic pathway to being an active shooter. A classic pathway. In other words, all the signs were there. And your gun control laws did nothing. I mentioned a moment ago, and I'll just say it again, that this is being treated as a anti-Catholic domestic terrorism incident by the FBI, and I'm glad, because it is. Also kind of weird, and I don't know how to explain this, because there's no knowledge that we have that he has got like a Russian or Slavic background, but apparently all of his manifestos were written in Cyrillic alphabet. Do you know? I saw you raise your hand. You got any information on
There's a corner of the internet that is guys just like him that are very troubled individuals for whatever reason, and they, you know, worship school shooters. They're sort of like a transnational group, and so a lot of their stuff is in Russian, whatever. So there is a corner of the internet of these guys that, and he looks like par for the course of, you know, one of those guys. There's not like a name or anything for, but I mean, it's kind of like dark web-ish, you know, quarter of the internet sort of thing. Yeah. And I'm not fully keen on the full details. I'm kind of aware of its existence because, you know, I'm of that age and on the internet. But yes, that's a good clue of who this guy is and what he was doing on the internet and you know, who he associated with. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's very nihilistic, you know, troubled individuals, as you can probably tell.
And they get inside their bubble and they make themselves more troubled by fomenting it among each other.
Yeah. And it foments from, like you said, of lack of attention from parents. I don't know his childhood issues, but you know, it's something happened that, you know, caused him to go down this path. So
Wow. Yeah, so you mentioned something there. One of my other articles here that I've got from the local news channel up there, NDTV, says that he had a morbid fascination with other shooters, other mass shooters, and even had their names written on some of his firearms, like as an ode to them, you know?
I mean, and it, some of the stuff he wrote, and a lot of this matches up with other school or shootings in general, like the Antioch shooting. There's another as well. Yes, so it's becoming more common.
Okay, that's I think I want to know more about that whole weird side of the, I mean, no more in terms of the fact that they're out there, and that needs to be brought out.
Yeah. Well, the problem is not many people are aware of it. I mean, it's just such a niche, you know, part of the internet, and unfortunately, it's a demographic that younger people would be more aware of. I don't know if many of our legislatures know that, you know, that there's such a thing that exists.
Was it the Colorado Springs shooter who called himself non-binary? Wasn't he a part of that? I mean, they call themselves incels. I mean, or
yeah.
And they believe that they are hated, and so therefore they turn the hate they feel on themselves back on others.
Yeah.
And they also believe that women would never have anything to do with them, so they call themselves incels, like they're celibate.
Yeah.
Or forced celibate.
Involuntarily
celibate. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Thank you. Wow.
Well, and I'll just say this last tidbit. You know, whatever your thoughts on this commentator is, but Nick Fuentes did a phenomenal deep dive on this last night that I was watching.
He gave
great insight on what this corner of the internet. And, you know, like the transgenderism is kind of surface level. Like, it's just something that these people do. It's an indicator. But the root issue is much deeper.
There's a psychosis here.
Yes. So transgenderism is sort of like their expression of it. But it's the transgenderism is kind of the tip of the iceberg. So.
Wow. And the Cyrillic alphabet is also one of the indicators, huh?
Yeah, it's part of it.
Wow. That's just, that's like loads of bizarre right there.
Mm-hmm.
So how about your red flag laws now, Minnesota?
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
I mean
that guy, you take a look at his, you just walk into his room and look at his journal. I mean, he drew pictures of himself like looking in the mirror and the devil looking back at him. That seems like a red flag to me. I'm sure a lot of people that are actually not a threat got denied from these red flag laws, but he didn't.
I can still remember because, you know, Charlene and I both, Charlene spent 15 years or more working at a really good local Christian school. I also taught there, and I was on the board there for a while. And I remember more than once there being like a child who drew very unusual pictures like that. And we would actually call the parents and say, I think we need to talk to you because something's going on with little Johnny or, you know, or little Jane.
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently nobody was doing that in his life at all.
Apparently not. They were signing off on his name changes and all.
Yeah,
so
exactly. Golly. But yeah, Benny Johnson, who I follow on Twitter, who usually does a pretty prolific job of reporting on the social media side of things, he made a point. He named a bunch of, and I did this in my monologue. I cited some of this in my monologue. But he said the pattern is undeniable. The trans movement is radicalizing the mentally ill into becoming violent terrorists who target children for murder. And then he pointed it out. He said the Annunciation Catholic Church shooter, trans. The Nashville Christian shooter at Covenant School, remember that? Trans. The one they wouldn't release the manifesto for. Why wouldn't they? I guess they were afraid that people would go, see, trans. The Lakewood Church shooter, trans. The Colorado Springs shooter, non-binary. The Denver shooter, trans. The Aberdeen shooter, trans. The Iowa High School shooter, trans. And he says, radical gender ideology, and I agree with this, is driving violence and targeting innocent people. Enough excuses, enough denial, the threat is real, and it's escalating. It's time for a national intervention. And that's why leadership matters. Now, listen, I am not sitting here bringing some kind of like, let's do the vigilante thing and let's march on them with pitchforks and torches. Let's go get the Frankenstein. And I'm not doing that. What I'm saying is this. They need loving care and concern, but they need the people who are supposed to be providing the loving care and concern to actually provide it. I mean, you can't look at someone and go, oh, you feel like you're a different sex today? I understand. Let me affirm that. That's not normal. It's just not. And by the way, I'm not even talking about the broader, you know, gay lifestyle. I'm not. I'm talking about transgenderism. That's what I'm talking about. You don't get to wake up one day and decide that you were a boy and now a girl. It doesn't work that way. I can't look at this desk I'm sitting at and say, that's a glass desk. No, it's not. It's a wood desk. I don't get to change things like this. That's not reality. The sky is actually still blue. No, it's green. I'm sorry. It's actually blue. That's what you just tell people. Here's reality. I know you don't like reality, but let's talk about why you don't like reality.
I'll just add this one bit before we go to break. This was not an ideological incident. This is a spiritual, demonic, evil showing its face incident. And I think that's what a lot of, unfortunately, people on the right, they're trying to make this like an ideological battle, like the it's us versus the Democrats. And it's much deeper than that.
It is.
And if you don't attack the root issue of the demonic and evil, you know, this was evil showing its face. I mean, on his rifles, he wrote any sort of hate saying, slogan, from the Jews to, you know, Christians to Trump to everybody. Like, this was just pure hatred. And it's much more than just an ideological fight.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, we got to take a break right now. Great point, though. Great, great, great point. When we get back, I'll tell you, I've got an article here for Town Hall. There was one New York Post reporter who had all that Cyrillic writing in his manifesto translated. I'll tell you about that. And then something that our own Attorney General Steve Marshall has been working on. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, by the way, I think I just need to say something real quick before I go to the phones. I think it's a point that needs to be made that the whole thing about prayer and about, and to JP's point, about spiritual warfare and about the things that are happening. Let's make sure we're understanding the clarity of what I'm about to say. That Christians do not hate trans people. We don't. We can separate the action from the person, but the reality is it's just the opposite. We really care enough about them to want them to get help. That's what it boils down to. We see them living in a lifestyle that really in many ways is pitiful and is awful and is hurtful and does them no good, and we would want better for them. And I believe that I believe I speak for the vast majority of the Christian world when I say that. That being said, let me go to the phones. Is that Kareem? Kareem from Huntsville's on the line. Kareem, how are you doing, my friend?
I am doing fine today, sir.
Good, man. But good to hear from you.
I got to ask you a serious question.
Ask me.
How many ex-trans people you ever saw?
Ex-trans people. I've seen several. Why?
I've never seen an ex-trans or an ex-gay person because these people been here forever. And then for us to sit around and condemn them, I'm talking about not only condemn them personally, but to make laws and make them feel like they back, like nobody love them and back them into a corner. Just imagine if it was your child before you start saying, and then say, oh, they need mental help or they need, this is something a pill is not going to handle.
So
you know, it's nothing new.
I take it from what you're saying, though, you believe then that a man can become a woman or vice versa.
No, I don't believe a man can become a woman. All I'm saying is that these people truly believe that they are who they say they are. So instead of us treating them like human beings, we ostracize them and demonize them. I remember on your show just about every day.
No,
like
I think it's just the opposite, man. I think it's just the opposite. I think that this is something that is so out there, so awful, so wrong, that for us to not point it out and say, by the way, that's wrong, would be wrong on our part. You just don't sit quiet in the face of it. I mean, if somebody's crawling around on the floor claiming to be a dog, you kind of point out they're wrong, right? Or
but who's claiming to be a dog? They are talking, I think y'all mixing sexuality and sex.
No, we're not.
We're claiming that people
who have a mental health issue, which is called gender dysphoria, they tried to name it transgenderism so they could give it a new definition. But the reality is, it's still gender dysphoria.
Everybody's always trying to put a label on it. Why don't you try asking people who are actually trans what's going on with them? But instead of doing that, all you do is sit back and demonize them and try to ostracize them from every aspect of society.
Okay.
What do you expect people to do?
So let me what you're telling me is what I really need to do is go ahead and say, accept it, Phil. They've been here a long time, you think. So I don't think they have, by the way. I think this is a fad. I think this is something that has grown up and that somehow or another the left made this a fad and they gave it an opportunity
it's not
to
a fad.
And they oh, it absolutely is.
Bible.
Homosexuality is not what we're talking about. We're talking about transgenderism. It's different. Even the vast majority of the gay community thinks that transgenderism is ridiculous. Most of them know you can't wake up one day and change your chromosomes.
I've never met an ex-trans person. I've never met an ex-gay person.
You need to go online. You need to go online. There's testimonies of people who came out of that lifestyle, absolutely, talking about what a trap it was.
And I put money on it.
They have testified before Congress. They have testified before Congress. Kareem, they've testified before Congress that they literally are saying, no, this is absolutely harmful, and they are there.
That does not mean that they don't feel the same way. They just choose not to participate in it anymore. But you cannot reach these people by demonizing them.
There's no demonizing. There's no demonizing. Listen, if somebody has an eating disorder, if somebody is depressed, if somebody has anxiety, schizophrenia, or they're bipolar, if somebody has alcoholism, if they are an addict, are we supposed to sit back and go, don't say anything? They might take it hard.
Well, no,
what you do is you actually intervene.
That's not transgenderism.
You don't create a culture. You don't create a culture of acceptance and so-called affirmation for things that are wrong. You want to rob a bank tomorrow?
Are not going anywhere, man.
They are.
The whole point is that it's them. What they do has no effect on my life.
Well, then you don't have to say anything if you don't want to, Kareem, but I actually own the microphone, and I feel like part of my job is to impact culture. And you want to go back? Listen, man. You want to take the lazy? You want to take the lazy, don't intervene kind of route on life? Guess what? You'll get more of it. But the reality is, this show does not stand for anything but truth, and we will speak truth all day long. So, that being said, I got to let you go because now we're up against a break. How much time have I got for the break? 10 seconds. All right. Listen, Kareem, you call back anytime, but you're probably going to lose the argument every time, especially when you do stuff like say, you shouldn't say anything because, you know, they've been here a while. So what? So have rapists and murderers. Guess what? We say something. So have people who are depressed. Guess what? We say something. Guess what? If you don't say something, you get more of the same. So the reality is, a society that will accept something as just the new normal is a society that gets a whole lot of that. And guess what? Then somehow or another, it becomes the normal. And I got news. Transgenderism, separate from the person, the action of transgenderism, the belief in it, is not normal. That's just a scientific fact. And if you go to school and try to tell your biology teacher it is, you'll fail the test. How about that? Wow, more of that. Guess what? Coming up, Buttram and Lee, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.